The House Democratic Caucus will be holding a press conference today at noon at the Capitol building. They're going to talk about the governor's recent reversal from their perspective on appointing two members to the appeals court. The appointment will bring the total number of judges to 28 after, from what they say, the governor has publicly stated a year ago there was no need to add judgeships. Gerilyn Lasher is the director of communications for Governor Rick Snyder, and she's on the other end of our line. Hi, Gerilyn.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, the Democrats aren't happy right now.
They aren't. they aren't apparently enjoying this wonderful weather like we are.
Well, tell us about this story. The governor has made two appointments. Why did he do that?
Well, basically what we're looking at is, yes, absolutely, the governor called for reform to the court. And basically he did look to see that there are reductions that can be made, and we are getting those reductions. I think the most important thing to remember here is, had it not been for the governor's persistence on getting bills passed to really put the state on a path to have only 24 Court of Appeal judgeships, we would have a court of 28 judges forevermore. The process would just continue, and they would be at 28 really for years and years to come. What we've done and what the governor and the legislature have done is really pass a redistricting bill that could have been, or that has changed it to reduce the ultimate number of judges. It was in terms of working with the legislature, it was part of, you know, basically in order to get the bill to reduce us in the near future, we had to fill two vacancies. So, you know, we think that's one of those issues called compromise and working together and bringing people together for a solution that in the end result will result in a more streamlined court and a more effective court, efficient court, really, for the state.
So basically we will have 28 judges for a while, but once the redistricting is in full effect, that will go back down to 24 judges.
It will. It will reduce back to 24. Basically, we're still getting to 24 judgeships in statute. It will be a process of as judges can choose not to run again, for instance, or as they're no longer eligible to be on the bench. There is an age time frame on the bench in terms of running. So, yes, we will get to 24. Again, this has been a priority. Today we're talking, the governor's going to be talking about public safety. Actually, the public safety special message in Flint, certainly efficiencies and what we can do in terms of working with our court systems to help them be more effective and efficient, that's an important part of it. And so it's an entire approach as we're looking at types of not only judicial reforms but public safety reforms to make sure that we're doing all we can to protect the citizens of Michigan.
House Democratic Leader Richard Hamel, along with Democratic Floor Leader Kate Siegel, State Representative Barb Byram, and State Representative Tlaib, will all be taking part in this press conference. They're unhappy from two perspectives. They're saying that the governor is, from their perspective, going back on his word, but they also wonder if people will get fair and just trials with the number of judges reduced.
Oh, absolutely. We are confident of that. When we have looked at with the reductions to 24, we know there was some availability in terms of judges. We knew in some parts of the state we didn't have as heavy dockets as we were seeing in other areas. We knew there was some efficiencies that could be taking place and make sure, again, with the priority of making sure that citizens received everything that they needed from the courts in a timely and an efficient process. So absolutely, we felt that there was availability in terms of when you're looking at some of the dockets in some of the courts. So there was the capacity really to be able to do more in some areas.
Gerilyn, the Democrats and unions say that the governor's office and Republicans in the state are trying to squash unions and are trying to make this a right-to-work state. How would you respond to that?
Absolutely. I would disagree with that. The fact of the matter is, you know, Governor Snyder has been very consistent talking about how we have worked with unions and worked with collective bargaining, and that is what he has wanted to do. Just day before yesterday, the State Police Officers Union voted to ratify the agreement that we were able to work with through our Office of the State Employer, along with their leadership, able to work with through collective bargaining in order to approve a new contract. We know it works. We know through our state employee experience, again, through the trooper experience, we've been able to come to the table, work through collective bargaining, and be able to really move forward with changes that are needed in order to put Michigan in a much more competitive situation when it comes to state government and how we're being efficient with resources. The governor has said very clearly he's not interested in seeing a right-to-work bill on his desk. It's a very divisive issue, and there's too many other things that we can be working on in a positive way and work, you know, cooperatively and collaboratively with each other to be bogged down by a very divisive issue such as right-to-work.
All right, I'm going to say that dirty six-letter word, bridge, the bridge. Will we see that topic come up on the governor's agenda in 2012?
Absolutely. He is very focused on the fact that the construction of a new international trade crossing in the southeast Michigan area, it's basically all about jobs. We're talking about short-term construction jobs. We're talking about long-term export and economic types of impact with jobs. This is really just from a completely financial viability of the state perspective of what we need to be doing. So right now we have large and small job providers from across the state who are on board and supporting this bridge. We have one billionaire standing in our way, but it's something that is still a large priority for the governor, and he wants to continue to work with the legislature and see if we can get that passed because, again, bottom line is it's all about jobs. We've been working with Representative Tlaib on that very issue because it certainly affects her constituency right down in that direct area in southeast Michigan. It's something that is incredibly important as far as you look at the economic vitality of the state.
All right, final question for you, Geralyn. A Senate panel is moving autism bills without mental parity. There are a lot of folks who say, why can't we put the needs for the mentally ill on this autistic bill and fund all those folks who may be in need? How do you respond to that?
That is something that the legislature has been working on, and I know there's been a lot of recent discussions on this issue. The governor did call for coverage of autism and autism for insurance providers here in the state of Michigan. I mean, this is something that at least 29 other states currently do. We thought it was about time that Michigan joined those ranks and really made sure that there were coverage options and options in place for parents who are looking at a situation of how do I get care for my child and where can I get care for my child who may have a diagnosis of autism. I know there had been a lot of discussion over in the Senate in terms of some of the other whether it was conditions that could be covered or mental health parity. I mean, certainly we want to all very important issues, not dismissing certainly any of those. That's really has moved through the legislative process as to how it ends up with, we'll have to see what the committee in fact actually reports out. And then certainly we go and we work in the House. So we'll work in a very cooperative fashion there.
We've been talking with Geralyn Lasher. She's the Director of Communications for Governor Rick Snyder. Geralyn, I know you're busy as all heck. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon.